Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, biggest trending news of the day is probably the big sports weekend we had here in town. Avs won Game 1 in their playoff series versus the Kings. Goalie Scott Wedgwood stood on his head with 24 saves in his playoff debut. How about that, Josh?
He played really well. Good analogy.
You just stood on his head.
Nuggets won Game 1 versus the Timber Puppies at Ball Arena. Key moment, a 12-2 run in the third quarter completely flipped the game. Minnesota led early, but Denver took control late for the W.
You watched the game, didn't you?
No, he didn't.
Rockies beat the Dodgers 4-3 in one game, followed up with a 9-6 win yesterday, powered by some home runs. That handed the Dodgers their first back-to-back losses of the season.
Did you guys know that?
Love to see that.
And then the Rapids. You know what? They lost 3-2 to Inter Miami on Saturday, but Messi was here. He did score two goals, including the game winner late. Played at Empowered Field instead of their usual Dick's Sporting Goods. But check this out, 75,824 fans showed up. Second biggest crowd in the MLS history. All part of the Rapids' 30th anniversary celebration.
And they crushed that, by the way.
I blacked out.
Everything this morning makes sense. We can't just graze right by that.
Now I understand.
Why you've been the way you have this morning. It took you all day yesterday to get that together.
Yeah.
You know it. There's no
way.
There's way too much sports knowledge in what you just delivered.
Oh, man.
Crushed it.
I'm still shocked
from stood on his head.
Yeah, are you a little nauseous?
I don't think I ever recovered.
First playoff appearance by old
fully
Scotty.
From that.
Okay. It was.
Josh, now go. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's all right. Let's move on.
No, that was great. He said everything that needed to be said.
No more needs to be said.
We don't even need a sports
heck of a sports weekend.
Holy crap. And go Nuggets.
Just go Nuggets. They're playing tonight.
I already covered the Nuggets.
I just didn't get to say it because I was
I got my Nuggets hoodie on today.
You do. I mean, my hoodie's better.
You do, too.
Congratulations on wearing a hoodie.
Oh, yeah, you do have the Sublime
on it. Mine's way
look at us representing the Nuggets.
I got the Avs. Look, we got Nuggets and Avs. I like it.
Oh, let's go.
Boy, we love sports.
We
all right, so Madonna made a surprise appearance during Sabrina Carpenter's Coachella set on Friday night.
Damn.
Then they sang Vogue and Like a Prayer together. And Josh made an observation that Madonna was dressed just like Sabrina Carpenter, and he said, oh, honey, no.
I just think that time is maybe past
oh,
for her.
Honey,
well,
no.
She can wear what she wants.
Yeah, she's an icon.
It's so funny that she already did this once with Britney and Christina. Remember, she came out and she tried to be the...
Guess who's back.
And then so it's just like very... I just felt like it was... I've seen this before, right?
Yeah.
This is like deja vu for me. Oh,
here's
yeah.
Little,
this has happened.
Here's a little taste of oh, honey, no.
Everyone must...
It's fine. She sounds a little off.
She doesn't sound bad.
No.
That's enjoyable.
It goes on. She's a little flat.
It's flat. Definitely.
But I can see that getting the crowd at Coachella fired up.
I don't think
know?
Coachella is That's old true. Enough to know who Madonna is, to be honest.
I know. They're like, is this on a TikTok? How do I know this song?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was taking a shower the other day, and I had my... Yeah. There's a little... And I had Madonna going on my little playlist that I usually kick on my phone or my iPad while I'm in the shower because I'm like, I'm paying for music. I might as well use it.
Yeah.
So I was listening to Madonna and Nick Nack walked in. And first she looked at me. She was like, damn. And then second, she was like, are you listening to Madonna right now? I was like, as a matter of fact, I am. She's like, who are you?
Which Madonna did you go
jammed
with?
A like a version.
It was like a
version.
It was 80s, yeah.
So was it, yeah?
And then we got the glass doors in the shower, and then I pressed myself up against the shower door. And
none of that ray of light stuff from the 90s. We're talking
no,
straight
garbage.
80s Madonna. Okay.
80s Madonna is where it's at.
It's good to know.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
nope.
Okay, yeah.
Not like a virgin no more.
Then she just shook her head and left. And then Bieber brought up Billie Eilish on stage, right?
First That's one cute. Lonely girl. It's so sweet.
If you like, oh my God, Bieber. Hey, can you imagine both of those two up there?
It's the quietest conversation.
Hey, Bieber.
Oh, little baby Nana was so sad, though, because those are her two favorites.
But for Billie Eilish, like, people got to understand, she is... Like us, she had Bieber fever growing up. She made videos of herself at 12, 13 years old, being like, but way before fame.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I need to see Bieber. I love him so much. So for her to live out her dream, being one less lonely girl, and having Hailey Bieber push her up onto stage.
Stop pushing me, Hailey. Exactly. Stop pushing me.
And well, and I just, the whole thing, like, him being at Coachella has, at least for me, I already love Justin Bieber, but I love him and his family even more.
Did you hear what Big Sean had to say about him, too?
Yep. They did not.
It was unbelievable. He brought Big Sean out, and like Big Sean basically just gave him massive praise on stage, saying like, everything you've been through, man, like you don't owe us fans anything anymore. You were taken advantage of. And then just gave him praise, and the crowd went nuts for
him.
What
did Little Sean have to say?
Oh. He didn't show up.
He agreed.
Yeah. No, it was Medium Sean
silently.
There as well?
But no, I do love his wife, Haley, even more after so this Coachella appearance. No, she's
she
was selling
she
her.
Good.
So she
I'd
was
push
part
myself
of the,
up against her shower door.
She was part of the influencer crowd at Coachella, too.
Really?
Because, well, she has her Rode Beauty products, and she's slinging those out there. But she just, like, her and their son, Jack, like, I just love
them.
They're
a cute little family.
Much.
They really are.
Yeah, so it's very likable. Very likable out
there
at Coachella.
Well, let's flip things around and get kind of sad. Christina Applegate, the headline of this story, says, might not have tomorrow amid reported hospitalization. She's been in there for a couple days, though, hasn't she?
Yeah.
With her battling her MS. They say this is a bad one this time around while she's in there.
No, it's just devastating to think that she couldn't be with us for, you know, when I saw it, and you see on TMZ when they have those stories that have the picture of the celebrity or the artist, it takes you a second.
Like
immediately you have to see what's happening. And that's what
I'm
it
sick
was
of them doing
her.
That too with TMZ. They put the same graphic up and the font and everything, colors.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, she passed away. And then it's like in the hospital, like
yeah,
in really
exactly.
small. I was like, oh,
yeah. No, you really have to look at the way they post it because they want to get you to click, right? Mm-hmm. So they're doing whatever they can. But devastating news even for her to be in the hospital because she's such a likable character in everything she does. So
the insider said that she is in rough shape right now. So.
So horrible, so horrible. Let me give you one more thing, because this story's making the rounds this morning. A hot air balloon in Southern California. This pilot is being celebrated for his quick thinking when he had to make an emergency landing. There were 13 people. Is that right? 13 people were uninjured. How do you get 13 people on a hot air balloon?
In a hot air balloon.
It's a big old basket,
big
isn't
basket.
It? Man. Anyway, it lost fuel, and he had to steer it, which, again, I didn't even know you could steer it, into somebody's backyard.
Did he just go, everybody blow left, go?
They pulled out notebooks, and they were fanning it. Here's some audio from one of the women on board, which is funny, and then the guy whose backyard that the balloon landed in.
Because at first I was like, oh, my gosh, we're in a backyard. Like, this is crazy.
I go and answer the door, and this guy's like, they just landed in your backyard. I'm like, what?
Good for him. He's a hero, you guys.
Yeah.
And how about that girl at the beginning?
No, it hurt my ear. I had to take.
This is crazy.
A backyard?
Yeah, that's not a basket in the backyard.
Oh, God.
Are they breathing in the gasoline or something?
High vibes there.
Do we have any other sports stuff?
No, you covered it. Dude, you crushed
it. You sure
it.
Did. You're on sports.
Awesome.
I do have this news about illegal Pete's. Did you hear if they said, hey, if you do something illegal, here, have a margarita. That's kind of what they're doing.
What?
They're a Colorado-based chain, in case you didn't know. But yeah, they said it. If you get a parking ticket, it can be an instant mood killer. So they say if you do get a parking ticket, come in, buy an adult-size entree, and they're going to give you a free draft beer or a marg.
I got a DUI. Here's a marg.
Not a DUI. Again, parking tickets.
Okay.
So don't come in after you knocked off a bank or anything.
Yeah.
They're just saying,
God.
If you get a parking ticket.
I think I murdered my wife. Can you give me that margarita?
I would really like. Look, I bought an entree, but it's something that they're doing. I just thought it was really neat.
Like, I just ran in my car into the lake with my wife and said,
no,
can I get a marg?
Jeremy, she's still in
that's
there.
That's not it. If you get a parking ticket.
Parking ticket.
Jeez.
I do love illegal Pete's.
And the reason the idea came out is because they have the longstanding sound check deal. So when you go to a concert or any kind of event, you can bring in that same day ticket stub, buy the entree, and you get the free house margarita or draft. So on the tail of that, they came up with this new one. And they're like, hey, because they're illegal Pete's, why not make fun with the name, right? So the parking ticket.
The marketing team there is having some fun.
I just thought it was kind of interesting. But again, don't do illegal stuff to get a free margarita, please. It is a parking ticket only. So just putting that out there. Okay. How about this one? Denver did it again. They sent out a text to an emergency to the entire city instead of just the localized spot that it was happening. So this happened after a robbery, and they'd ordered a shelter in place. And then once they were lifting that, they were trying to issue an all clear text. Well, they sent that all clear text to the entire city of Denver.
Who's running this?
It's exactly it. Because that's the second time this year.
Is this like some intern that's 19 years old? Like, sorry.
It made people panic so badly. And again, this was January 26th, I believe, when it happened at the Nuggets game. I was there. And if you can imagine the entire Ball Arena
getting that alert
on their phone at the same time. Like, people didn't know what to do for the first 10 seconds.
That one woman behind you was like
scary. It was like, yeah. It was insane. So everyone was panicking. So the fact that this is the second time that this has happened, and let's not forget, we've already alluded to this, the fact that Denver was such a busy city this weekend.
People we were at Empower Field when it happened.
People were freaked out. Like, the fact that they thought something could be happening. And so Denver's had to come out and apologize, say, yeah, we're sorry, we accidentally sent that. But I think they're actually going to do an internal investigation now, because, again, the second time just this year that this has happened. And I guess people have reported it's not the first time since that. So, pretty crazy, though. They better get on top of that. And then one more story here, because the Bears are out even earlier this year because of the warm winter that we had. So the reason this is making the news is Saturday night, somebody saw a bear climbing the steps at Manitou Incline.
They reached out to that person on an interview, and you know what they said?
Is that what that kind of figure? Yeah. You should see the picture. The guy is he's up above the bear. So he's, a few steps above it.
I'm a bear.
You see the bear down here, but
you just see the back
of the guy. But you can tell he's
God
terrified.
Forbid a bear wants to get his steps in.
I know, but I mean, come on. Like, they say that because it's, again, the first 3 weeks that a bear comes out of hibernation.
They're grumpy.
No, they're not grumpy. It's not even that. They're just
they're looking for porridge.
No, they're almost like in a daze where they don't eat a lot. They're like, they don't move a lot.
It's like 420 day for
everybody.
They're
coming out of the hibernation. So for the first 3 weeks, it's not really intense. But then after that, that's where they get hungry. That's where they have the appetite of a bear and everything. So they're saying that is 3 weeks ahead of schedule. So right now is usually when the bears are just kind of getting out of the hibernation.
Oh.
But we're 3 weeks ahead. So they're looking for food right now. The Manitou Incline, the picture again is crazy. If you want to go see it, it's all over the socials. But that guy looks like, all I have to do is outrun that bear.
Right.
Up the Manitou Incline. Can you imagine any type of motivation that would be better than a bear chasing you up that incline?
I wouldn't want to do that.
Oh,
I would turn around and just try to fight the bear, I think. I would just fight the bear.
Would you fight the
bear? Yeah, I'm not going up the stairs. I'm like, well, bear, it's you and me.
Local radio
guess we're
DJ
fighting.
Gets the best time ever on the Manitou
it's
Incline.
All right.
That
he's hungry and confused. I could totally kick that bear's booty.
Okay, just push him down the steps.
Yeah, you just give him a good shove. You Chuck Norris him right
and
in the
you're fine.
Right
and
in the throat. And down he goes. He's confused.
He's definitely confused.
I'm a confused bear.
There you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
There you go, everybody.